Hey, this is Carrie Brothers, and you are listening to the Enter the Shell Show.
Shell Show, we are the music movement. Joined finally
yes.
By Kai. You've been missing for quite some time now.
I would like to call it MIA, missing in action. I've been getting a lot of action.
I like that. So last week, it was just me flying solo. Everybody
Which
left.
Which is totally disastrous, but it actually worked out.
For once in my life, something worked out. It worked
for
out
once
really well.
In your life, I heard sources tell me that you actually did something right while I was gone.
Yeah. So I didn't want to let people know what was going on because I didn't want to give anything away. But now that I have you here, can you finally reveal why you were gone? I mean, I know why.
You're like, wink, wink. I mean, wink. Tell me. I mean, do you think people care?
I got 33 emails.
What?
In one, the first day, not counting the weekend.
When people like download the show and they're like, where's Kai?
Yeah. And I find that a lot of people download the show usually on Thursday, but I get a lot of response Friday.
33 emails?
Yeah.
So what were people saying?
That was just for the week. The weekend? I didn't even want to tell you. I started deleting them, saying, what the fuck? Who am I? Like, why aren't you guys
like Turtle? Do you think you're kind of a big deal? Are you trying to like push Kylie out or what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, this is bullshit. Hey Turtle, how are you? How's everything? No, how's Kai? What special assignment is she on? Nothing like that at all. It's ridiculous.
Well, I've definitely been on a couple of special assignments. No, actually, I've got some exciting news.
Are we going to need a drum roll for this?
Yeah, actually, can we get the, there we go. Thank God for our in-house band. I mean, where would we be without the band?
Exactly.
No, but you know, we're always doing a lot of side projects and different things here with Enter the Shell, kind of in the whole music movement side of things, and kind of a exciting new little project that I've got up my sleeve right now. I'm working with a new television network that's getting ready to launch, and I'm going to be doing some very exciting field reporting for this new kind of Hollywood show. That's Everything Hollywood.
Everything
Hollywood, which means I've got dates at the Playboy Mansion coming up. I'm going to be covering, the Emmys. No big deal.
What about Turtle?
We're going to be covering
you.
Who
do I fill in?
Oh. Hey, somebody's got to do something with their life, and God knows you're not. So I'm trying to make a little money to keep this studio alive for us.
Done.
No, but
I'll pimp you out. I have no problem with that.
So let's talk about really quick. You've been doing quite a bit. Let's change gears because you want to talk about what I'm doing. I want to ask you, why the hell are you booking all the good interviews while I'm gone? I do not appreciate that. Matter of fact, I was talking to our booking manager and he told me who you've been talking to while I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, the pussy is away. The mouse will play. Or
the turtle.
Indeed. I got a chance to sit down with the hottest.
Seriously.
Might I even say, what's hotter than hot? Ice cold? I don't know.
Seriously. I mean, I have to say, for the first time in my life, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, I got to sit down with Young the Giant and with the lead singer, Samir.
So jealous.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Once I told you about that, you just started creaming. It was crazy.
I know. I had to go change my pants so we could finish the conversation.
Flooding on the floor.
No, but honestly, these guys are ridiculous. If you have not heard of Young the Giant, we don't want to know you.
Yeah.
Because these guys are so amazing. They're this just on fire indie rock group. just a really sexy group of men, and I'm pissed that you talked to them without me.
Well, I talked to somebody else too, but I'll tell you what, let's listen in on what
on this interview. I suppose the least I can do is intro this for you.
Okay, fine.
Since you got to do all the fun stuff while I was gone. No, but really, Turtle did get a chance to talk with Samir, the lead singer of Young the Giant. Let's take a listen to what these guys have going on and what I missed out on right here on the Under the Shell Show.
Roadrunner Records. You know, they are known for having, you know, a hardcore and death metal, you know, kind of flavor to them. You know, they,
yeah.
And here come you guys, you know, along. Is that an odd family pairing or what's going on with that?
Yeah, it sort of is, but we were pretty skeptical when we first heard about it. They found it's actually, I think, a little bit before South by Southwest in 2009, I believe, and we heard about the offer and we were so confused. We're like, you know, we're flattered, but what do they want to do with us? I mean, you're not a heavy metal act.
Yeah.
But I think we realized that they had a team there that was looking to branch out and try something different, and they wanted us to kind of like head this instrument into kind of a new realm for them, a new, you know, generation of music that they want to open themselves up to. And they've been giving us, you know, the resources and as well as, for the most part, a lot of artistic freedom, at least more so than, you know, a lot of other labels can say for themselves. So, and we're pretty happy. They're not, you know, pushing us in the metal world at all. I mean, we have like an indie press person and, we're, you know, still just a normal band. I think it's kind of about the attention that you get at the label, and we've been getting attention there as well as, you know, it helps out, so that's all we can really ask for.
Now, what I like too is that you guys are a little bit of whores. You guys are giving away some of your stuff for free. You can get it on your website, right? Youngthegiant.com?
Yes, youngthegiant.com, yeah.
Yeah, and you're giving away My Body, correct?
Yes, we are.
Now, this is what's crazy is that, you know, I was listening to the song, and your body tells you no.
Yes.
But, you know, and what's crazy is that, like, but your body's really, you are saying yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, yes. You're telling your body, hey, body, look, I think I know it's better for me than you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes people, like, especially in acts of craziness, sometimes at night they, like, you know, make excuses, you know, they're this and that, and that's why, you know, they weren't able to control themselves for doing some things. I think the chorus is just kind of like a play on words, just, joking around a little bit on the fact, you know, the reality of the body kind of having a separate brain from the mind.
I think that, I mean, I honestly think that that's what happens. I always feel that I'm being pushed and pulled in two different directions, and that's, you know, my body saying, you know, I think you need to sleep, but then me, yeah. I'm saying, no, I need to go out and drink another shot of tequila. That's what needs to happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that song has been getting you a lot of airplay on such markets as LA, for example, K-Rock, pretty well-known radio station in their locals only. Right now, that song is that number two, or where is that on their countdown?
I just have a couple of days ago, haven't checked that recently.
Mm-hmm. But it's doing very well, though. It's doing really good.
Yeah, and the, you know, last week we're number one on Hypem, which is really cool.
Oh yeah, I love that. Yes. I think I was more excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the people actually going out there and, you know, through this wonder that they call the interweb, going out and saying, hey, you know, there's this band that's been around and they're pretty fucking badass and everybody needs to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. People can get a hold of you on like Facebook at facebook.com/youngthegiant, yeah. Twitter, youngthegiant. Yeah. I love that. Are you still, you know, going on and still doing the whole social networking yourselves? Do you guys take turns, or how's that go?
No, we see the importance in doing that ourselves. In the same way, we realize the difference between having an internet fan base and people that actually draw for you at shows. So we try not to get too carried away with all that stuff. But at the same time, there's this comedian, Aziz Ansari, and he talks about this one time where he'll respond to people that talk about him online, and the people that post about him would never ever imagine that he'd read the stuff that they write about him, but he has nothing fucking else to do. he'll search and see the stuff that people say because it's so easy to search it online. I think it's the same joke. We do listen to and take to heart the things people say, and we're really, really supportive. Really happy that people have been supportive of us, and we do keeping in touch with people online. So when people send us messages on Facebook or on MySpace or Twitter or whatever, that's us that we respond.
You're not becoming addicted to all these social network sites, are you?
No, at all. We try and find a balance there. I think we have a rule, if you get too into it, I think any one member can slap the other member in the face.
I like that rule. That's a good rule. Yeah. Have you guys acted upon that? Has anyone slapped anyone?
No, luckily not. I don't think anyone is. At the same time, we realize that the downfalls of social networking in some ways, in terms of music and oversaturation. So we try not to stay super involved, and we don't assume that there are millions of people that are addicted to listening to hearing or reading up on our posts every day. We don't feel like that at all. So we just kind of do it when someone writes to us. It's not like we don't really initiate too much. So we don't get super obsessed about it.
Cool. You can always reach Samir. That's who we're talking with. Oh, by the way, we're talking with Samir right now from Young the Giant. And that name, Samir, am I saying that right, by the way?
Yes, Samir, yeah.
Yeah, you could thank Office Space for that, because...
Yeah.
You get that a lot?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say that. Samir is a relatively common name in India, and in a lot of Bollywood movies and stuff, there's a dude named Samir, so... it's relatively phonetic.
Yeah. But that guy Samir, though, in Office Space, have you seen the movie, by the way?
Yes, I have.
That guy's pretty fucking badass. When he starts dancing and stuff like that, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, you're just being compared to somebody cool. So,
exactly.
It's all good. You guys have quite the strange writing chemistry ritual, I've been told. Can you allow me to explore that mind, or what's going on there?
Yeah, it seemed kind of relatively or naively simple to us. We've been writing for a long time, so and together, so it just made the most sense that we have a fully democratic process in terms of writing. Everyone is mutual, and it's we're never ever set to a certain formula. Every song is different. Everyone can play each other's instruments, so sometimes. We'd lived with each other for the last 2 years, and we had a studio space set up in the house. So, we just wake up in the morning sometimes, and I'd get on drums, and Fran would start singing, or and then Eric would get on bass, and Pine would get on guitar, and we'll all switch around and stuff like that, and sometimes we'll figure something out like that, or we'll all be on our regular instruments and just start jamming out of nowhere and make a song. With my body, that's kind of exactly what happened. And then sometimes, someone will bring just a lick or an idea, and then we'll all kind of formulate it together to become a full song. So it's a chaotic process. Sometimes it takes a lot longer than usual, but the good thing is there's a really, really perfect synthesis of everyone's tastes and writing styles. Which allows for a lot of diversity, I think, in the writing and as well as the whole album.
Lastly, do you want to plug again your two shows in Orange County?
Yeah, we are playing at the Detroit Bar this week, this Wednesday, with the Steelwells and Kiven.
By the way, the Steelwells, do you know Joey Winter?
Yeah.
Dude, okay, real quick. His oatmeal cookies, are they not fucking amazing?
Yeah, I've not eaten this.
Oh my god, you haven't?
No.
Do you like oatmeal cookies?
I'm not the biggest fan of oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
I like chocolate chip cookies.
Dude, you tell Joy Winter that DJ Turtle said what's up and that you have to try one of his amazing oatmeal cookies. They're mind blowing. I swear.
Okay. Okay. All right.
He doesn't put like weed or anything in there. Yeah. Although that would be a lot cooler. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then your album. When does that officially drop?
October 26th is the release date.
Oh man, it's so funny. It seems so far away, but yet it's gonna be here before you know it. Are you nervous about the reaction?
Not really. I think at this point we're just all kind of itching to have it out there. We've been sitting on the. I mean, we spent like the last year and a half to 2 years writing this album. So, I think more than nervousness, I think we're just a little restless now. You know, we want people to hear the stuff that we're working on, regardless of how they think of it, and just want them to sit on it for a while and then hear what they think about it. I'm not super nervous. I mean, we've been touring on the material for a while, and so it's cool to, you know, have like fans that have, you know, heard of our old shit before, and you know, the Jakes and
Cough Syrup, by the way, dope song.
Thank you. You know, like hearing that stuff and telling us they really like the new material and that, like, you know, some of their newer stuff is actually their new favorites. And that's also very reassuring, because it's very important to be able to build off of the fan base that you had created from the previous work that you did, as well as like new fans who come up to us and say they really like all the material, and you know, they'll talk about a song that, you know, we never targeted as a single or anything like that, but a song that we played in the set that they really enjoyed. So I think we're hoping to, you know, be able to have something for everyone on this next album.
When you guys did transfer from the Jakes to now Young the Giant, was that like a bitch transferring all that content and like your web stuff and just transferring all that over?
Well, we have an amazing like web team at the label and with our management and our management company.
Was that in the contract? Oh, by the way, you guys have to transfer everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we didn't have to do any of it directly. I mean, obviously we did spend, you know, a month or two, you know, getting back to where we had left off with just the Jakes, you know, having people aware, like letting people know that we changed our name, letting people, you know, like have to, you know, kind of go out there and just tell people, you know, because, and I still do think that there are some people out there that used to listen to the Jakes and, you know, don't go on the internet ever, keep in touch with us, and are like, what the hell happened to the Jakes, you know? And, you know, they'd have no idea that we were now Young the Giant. Yeah. But I think with just like these recent couple of tours, we've been able to connect the dots better for people. And I think people are now coming to the realization, like, oh, these are the guys that have been playing for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not just like a newer band, you know.
So. Yeah, they're like, oh, wait, I've loved this band for a long time. Oh.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Samir, thank you so much for being with me on the show. If you could just hold on when we take this real quick break. I'm going to talk to you real quick. That's Samir. He's with Young the Giant, your new favorite band, essentially. Find them on Facebook, Young the Giant. Find them on Twitter, Young the Giant. And most importantly, find them at youngthegiant.com. Go ahead, download My Body. Call your radio stations and let them know Young the Giant is taking over. More with the End of the Shell Show right here.
And there you have it. Young the Giant, the interview I didn't get.
Yeah.
And I'm not bitter about it, but again, all the links to these amazing men on enterthechell.com. Check them out. I actually, before the show, I was watching one of their videos on YouTube, and I'm so impressed. They are definitely, they're on my iPod. Let's do this.
Somebody else that's on your iPod and definitely on mine. And
is this where you like rub like salt in the wounds?
Oh yeah. I got to.
What else did you do while I was gone?
Well, unfortunately, bad news for us is that Emily Wells is leaving LA. She's already gone.
What the hell? Where's she going?
She's going to New York.
Oh, of course she is.
Yeah, of course.
What a snot.
Everybody levels up. You know,
right,
what I mean?
Right. Everybody, we're old news now.
Yeah, exactly.
LA is old news.
Yeah. So I got the chance to go to her farewell gig held just down.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Just held down the street.
That's right. That was last week. Okay. Mm. So Largo, right in Hollywood, right?
Right in Hollywood. Okay. I got to go.
How was the concert?
The concert was amazing. There was this really cool opening act. And, you know, unfortunately, I forgot the name because I was, you know, like,
drunk.
No. I wanted to get drunk.
Why would you talk about it if you don't even remember who it is? Like, that's foul, because what if they're, like, listening to the show, like, all excited, and you're like, oh, and anyways, so let's skirt on to the next art.
Yeah.
So, but how did Emily do?
Emily did beyond fantastic.
Were people just freaking out?
Oh, the crowd.
Because I freak out every time I hear
her. Yeah. The crowd was so amped to see her. It was a sellout. You know what I mean? It was just people everywhere.
Now, did you go with anyone else from the ETS
crew? No, I just went
by
myself. Oh, I just went by myself.
Loner, typical.
Well, I wanted Emily kind of all to myself.
Yeah, that's cool. Of course you would.
Yeah, and so I got to see her perform. And then afterwards, you know, I waited for a good, like, 2 hours so she can talk with all the fans.
Because you're like, Emily, and she's like, dude, who is this little hobbit, like waiting for me? You're like, it's Turtle. And she's like, oh my God.
No, but she knew who I was.
Oh, that's awesome.
So for once in my life, someone actually recognized me. So
because you had a shirt on that says, I am Turtle.
No, I went dressed as a turtle. So it was kind
of. She's like, oh, I think that's Turtle. So what was it like? For those of you that don't know, just to give you a little background, I mean, we're talking about Emily, like, she's like our homegirl,
like,
which she is.
Like,
okay, so Emily Wells, she is just a tasty little chick. She does this really beautiful thing with her music. She takes this mixture of hip-hop and classical and puts it all together, and it just like rocks your socks off. And we've had Emily on the show before. She's an amazing interview, but this is your first time meeting her in person, right?
This is the first time
Was she as awesome as she sounds?
Well, she's even 10 times awesomer, if that's even possible.
Which is always rad, because, you know, people can be dicks, and she's awesome.
Yeah, and on this show, we're going to put an old interview that we did, a video actually that we did, that you're going to see, so you can get to know Emily even more.
A little tease of
what's
been done.
Yeah, but what we're going to do is, let me real quick set up the picture.
Oh, yeah. So you waited 2 hours.
I waited 2 hours for her to finally get done with
Arch.
Dude, the line of fans was just ridiculous.
And then the smoke cleared, and
cleared. There,
were you in Hollywood?
She came out walking, and then out of nowhere on the street, a white tiger just roaming free. No trainer, no nothing.
And you took your pants off.
No.
You kept them on this time?
I was afraid.
Good
so
for
everything
you.
Went in. You know what I mean? There was a lot of shrinkage. A lot of
everything went in. Yeah. That's what she said.
If you see a white tiger at like midnight,
everything's going in. No, then that means that you're close to Emily Wells. Okay, so you guys unite.
So we,
and you're out on the street.
We're out on the street. She goes. She's
wait.
Like,
so did you block off traffic? I mean, was it dangerous?
No. Well, we went. It was cool because she like. She took me by the hand. She's like, follow me if you want to live. And then she whisked me away.
If you want to live.
She whisked me away. And I had her all to myself for a cigarette. She lit up a cigarette. And, you know, like, I'm like one of those
people. Well, and you're a Minuteman, so that
works
out.
Well, I mean, like, I was like, okay, like, after the first 10 seconds, now what do? Do we just cuddle?
You're like, should I interview you for the show or what's
up? Exactly. So it was midnight. It was on in Hollywood off of, I forget the street. It was like Fairfax, you know, and like hardly anyone's on the street. Everyone's still kind of drunk or whatever. And, you know, I sat her down, and then I actually just got to just chill. And what's cool about Emily is that she's a person. You know, and if
she's the real deal,
she is, and she will talk to you as a person, not as, hey, I'm this big deal, and so you gotta like. I was a little giddy. I was like a little schoolboy. You know,
but that is so cool, because we have come across so many artists. I can say that, being able to go to these concerts and host this show and meet all of these musicians, we've met so many wonderful people along the way. So to add her to the list is so cool to me, you know, and the fact that you were able to escape from that tiger makes me feel
I didn't escape. I'm not finished with the story.
Emily Wells saved my life. Okay, well, listen, I'm actually very anxious to hear this interview, but for those of you that are not familiar, or those of you that are and just want a little Emily Wells in your bones, we're going to give you a little appetize, as Turtle would call it, a little appetize of one of her latest songs to kick it off. And after the song, we're going to hear about Turtle's late night rendezvous in Hollywood. But first, Emily Wells' song, Barrel of the Gun.
Turtle with you, EnterTheShell.com. I am here with Emily Wells, and Emily, I don't know if you know this, but today you got Artist of the Week for, needless to say, the first time ever, a second time this year, Artist of the Week on EnterTheShell.com. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
As she's drinking, I'm not going to say where or anything like that, don't worry.
Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls.
Right? I mean, I love nude girls. I mean, between you and me, nude girls are awesome.
Yeah. Don't we all? All right.
All right. So, where are you going to be exactly moving? Can you give us any?
Yeah, I'm moving to New York. I'm not going to give you my address.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd give an address or something, maybe P.O. Box.
Yeah, no, moving to the Manhattan proper. So, we'll see how that goes.
Okay, and I know that you recently finished your latest album. How is that going to be released?
I'm going to release it myself, just like all the rest of the records, and it'll come out. It's a little tricky because I'm actually in another band. It's myself and Dan the Automator. We're called Pillow Fight. So our record is also finished, so we're like trying to plan the releases to be, you know, simpatico.
Will these releases be digital, or will they be on CD?
Both, yeah. I actually want to release on vinyl as well, so.
We were just talking about that. Yeah. Me and somebody waiting for you, we were actually saying, you know what? Emily needs to release on vinyl, and bam.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta happen. It's like one of those things, like when you release your own records, like you gotta get the funds together, da da da. And vinyl is tricky because you gotta get the wax, like the main thing pressed up first. Main thing.
That's completely legit. I swear. It's a
the main thing.
Yeah.
That thing that they cut, and it's all fancy. And once you got that, you're cool. But so I gotta make it happen now.
I wanted to talk to you real quick, and I don't know if this is a touchy subject for you or not, but your dogs, your two pet bulls. I remember you were trying to find them homes. Was that successful, or are you taking them with you?
Yeah, well, I have a temporary home for them for now, a beautiful ranch in Northern California with people that I love very much, so it's a long story, which I will not go into, but I love those dogs too much. But yeah, it has a happy ending.
Okay, so they
or
won't
be middle. It's not over yet, you know, because I'll get them back, so.
I like that. That's why you're, I'll get him back. Don't you worry. Pillow Fight.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a pillow fight?
Of course. Yeah.
What's your record?
I don't know what that means, but...
Have you ever... How many pillow fights have you won?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever won. You know, just all ends in orgies, right? No, just joking.
Only in my dreams. In my dreams, I'm pillow fighting.
Everybody wins, all right?
And there's lingerie being thrown around. It's crazy. It's really cool. Lastly, you're leaving LA. You've been here for 8 years. What are you going to miss...
First and foremost, the people. You know, it's interesting because sometimes it takes leaving a place to realize how much you love and you are loved. And so that's the big one. But also, the weather, obviously. Topanga Canyon, my new home, which is no longer my home. And the coast, you know, driving up the coast. So beautiful, you know?
But don't worry, you get to see seagulls now and dead bodies floating on the river. Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that.
That's cool. I'm really sad because, you know, it was only I want to say about this year that I discovered you, and you know, I finally got to see you perform live, and it was sad because it's your farewell gig, and it was just like, of course, because that's my luck.
Yeah, right. Don't worry, we'll be back. It's like farewell. Oh, we'll see you in a couple months. Like, you know, it's all right. We'll be coming through all the time. You can't get us to stop.
So, what's gonna be the plan for the band? Can I ask that? Is that cool?
Yeah. Well, Sam's gonna come with me initially, and Sam's involved in a lot of projects and stuff like that. He's a busy guy. Joey too. We can't quite convince Joey to come with, but he's like, he's on the fence, maybe you might say. So he's going to just be flying out for shows and tours. And we figure we'll make it work because we love each other so much. And we got a great chemistry with the three of us. So it's trio for life.
Yeah, the dynamic on stage that I saw was really cool, especially all those little inside jokes that I, of course, I didn't get, but I was trying to.
No one does. Sometimes we forget them, and then, oh, remember that? Oh, never mind. Not appropriate for stage. Okay.
You're, like, moving right along. Right. Now, is there anything specifically as far as food-wise? Because I know when you were working out with Dan, you really ate. Well, that sounds kind of bad. You, not that you ate a lot, but you kind of became a connoisseur out there in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, Dan is the ultimate foodie, and he backs it up by knowing all the best restaurants, and on top of that, the chefs. And it was actually funny, because I'm vegetarian, but I say that loosely at this point, because, you know, they bring me all this amazing vegetarian food, and eventually I was like, I'm going to try some sushi. I'm going to try some this. I'm going to try some that. So, but Dan's a good one. He's a good teacher in a lot of ways.
You unveiled some new music today, and one of them was, like, really smoking hot, and I'm kind of turning a little red right now.
Okay.
And that was the one about you're like, you want somebody, right?
A little secret, I'm guessing. It might be that.
Oh, my pants were on fire. It was outrageous. I was like, okay, you are single-handedly going through my mind, and you are just, every single fantasy is just bam. Uh-oh. Right there. I know, but
it happens, you know. That, you know, it's kind of a fantasy type of a song, so yeah,
it is. Can I ask you, did that come in a dream, or was that based on reality?
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
No worries, because that just makes it even hotter to me. Emily, last thing. What's now left? You have one more day left here in California, or?
A couple days here, then we break for a tour, or we go on tour, and then I'm out. So, yeah.
And you're out. Peace. You're like, peace. Any last words you're going to say to LA? Like, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Los Angeles, I love you. That's all I got to say.
I love it. I can't wait to see you again. And we will be watching what you do closely. And not only that, but I'm really excited about the vinyl. Honestly. And then not only me, but Milo is going to be, like, ecstatic. And he's probably going to buy, like, 10 copies knowing him.
All right. Well, I'll make it happen for you.
Thank you.
Nothing else. Just for you guys.
All right, Emily. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It is the End of the Shell Show with Turtle and Kai.
And a little Emily Wells in the mix.
Yeah, a little sprinkle of Emily Wells.
Dang. Young the Giant, Emily Wells, all this hot stuff while I was gone.
All in one podcast, all in one show.
But I have to say that it kind of takes my stress levels down just a little bit because I was actually very concerned about leaving the studio and the well-being of Enter the Shell without you. And I have to say, like, I'm really impressed with you.
No, you're not. You're drunk.
Actually, the booking manager paid me to say that, but it sounded sincere, didn't it?
It did. I was totally believing it. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is Kai.
You're like, JK, JK. No, listen, but I love you. That's awesome. So great hearing from them. Again, if you want to take a closer look at any of this information, links on these artists, Young the Giant, Emily Wells, check everything out at one of the sexiest websites on the web. Actually, the sexiest website. EnterTheShell.com in your face.
Yeah. Just on this podcast, you go in, and we're going to have all the links to Emily, to Young the Giant, so you can get connected with them.
Yeah, go search on the website. Look for the links. You can find us on iTunes, too, which you probably already have, and that's how you're listening to us. Exactly. So, neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, and then you're probably writing a review saying how dope we are. But you know what's even doper than that?
What would that be?
Kai's Celebrity Corner.
Hell yeah. I thought you forgot, and I know you're excited. From plastic bodies to total hotties. Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. I've got some major stories. I think these are actually going to blow your mind a little bit because you're not, you know, in the know.
By the way, last week, that's part of these 33 emails.
They're like, what? Where's the celebrity corner?
Yeah, where's my juicy gossip?
Because you know what? That's like this guilty pleasure as much as I'm like, no, I don't do it. When I'm in line at the store, I'm looking at people. I'm looking at all those magazines. Like, let's be honest about it. And let's be honest about this story. Heidi Montag. We haven't talked about her in a while.
By the way, okay. Yes. For those that, you know, look, I love The Hills. Like, I just finally saw.
Are you really sad that it's over, though?
I didn't want it to end. So what I did was, just this past weekend, I finally saw the series finale.
The finale. I know. I did, too. It's like, it's such a guilty pleasure.
It is. And I was down for everything. I was down for Kristen Cavallari, you know, even though Alcee will always be my first love.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
You know, I wasn't down with, what's that girl that worked for the record company? Audrina.
Yeah, Audrina.
Yeah, you know what? Like, she was just too ditzy for me.
But what about?
I would do her, though. I would totally date her.
But what about Heidi?
Heidi, see.
What do you think of her new plastic surgery?
See, here's the thing. Like,
she's like a totally new person.
Yeah, and I
thought
still
she was
do
hot
her.
Before.
I still do her.
Okay, but here's the deal. So Dr. Frank Ryan, he's the plastic surgeon behind this total makeover that's forced her divorce or separation from Spencer. And I mean, just all this controversy.
Thank God she's away from Spencer.
And maybe you finally stand a chance. Psych. Anyways, so...
I do. I think I do.
Keep dreaming, my little turtle. No, but so Heidi's had all this work done, right? And she's just been like in the news left and right, everybody criticizing her. Everyone has something to say. But now we're not talking about Heidi. No, no, no. This story's not about Heidi. This is about her plastic surgeon. Get this. He was sending a Twitter message about his dog when he got into a fatal car accident.
Wait.
He was tweeting about his dog, and he died.
Shut up.
Yeah. So now Heidi's like all like, oh, it's all over online, TMZ people, mourning the death of her plastic surgeon. Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah.
So I guess he lived in Malibu.
He wasn't that good of a plastic surgeon though. I mean,
it was pretty obvious. You know, a good plastic surgeon, you're not going to be able to tell that the person's had plastic surgery, except if you have like huge boobs, you know? But apparently...
Which, by the way, we're still trying to get a big fund for Kai's tits.
Yeah, if you'd like to fund my tits, just hit me up at enterthesheell.com. Yeah, see, the crowd's like, yeah, get her bigger boobs. I'm trying. So the doctor, he lived in Malibu. I guess it was on a tiny little street. He was texting while he was driving, and he accidentally...
Idiot. Don't text and drive. Listen to this, though.
Here's the kicker. He didn't just text and, like, hit another car. He was texting and went off the cliff. Like, serious business.
Wow.
Yeah. So crazy. You want to know something else that's kind of serious?
No.
Like, seriously wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jesse James, you know, he's the asshole that screwed over Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Guess who he's been hanging out with?
Who? I want to know.
Okay, so his divorce from Sandra Bullock, it was finalized in June. He's been hanging out, which totally bums me out because I really like this chick. Kat Von D.
Yeah,
she's He's been hot. Hanging out with LA Ink star Kat Von D. They were spotted in Las Vegas, which is so funny because, you know, like his all his nasty mistress hoes were all the tatted chicks, and now he's with Kat Von D. And I guess they were
I applaud you.
They were spotted at Palms Casino. They were getting cozy, and I mean, do you think this is going to lead to more? What do you think?
It's going to lead to more. That's what it's going to lead to more.
Yeah. More of her being a whore.
But she's not a whore because she's with him and the divorce proceedings are fine.
I suppose.
So there, that's what you get.
Okay, so I have another story. Remember when we were talking about Erica Baidu's new...
Oh, yeah. When she was talking about... she did her video, and on her video, she gets shot right at the point where JFK got shot. Right?
No, like she's naked.
Yeah. And then
the whole...
she gets shot naked right where. Thank you. See, I remember things.
So like, yay, he's not as dumb as he is.
Yeah, exactly.
So apparently, she's been fined, and actually,
it's like $500, I think. Right?
I had all this stuff here, and now I'm like losing it. Okay, no.
The crowd has turned on you, guy.
No. So, Erica Baidu, she pays $500. She pays this fine. And she has to serve 6 months of probation.
Okay.
Because of it.
But that's not a bad deal at all.
You know, it's been 5 months since she filmed her last video. She takes all of her clothes off in the video. For those of you that don't know, she's taking all of her clothes off in this video.
More people need to take their clothes off in their videos, by the way.
She is fiending to be, like, shot in the head where JFK was assassinated. And so, there's all this stuff coming. Basically, what it comes down to is she's being charged with disorderly conduct. Because
it's not disorderly conduct. No, I'm getting naked.
No, but a witness that watched the filming of the actual business. Yeah, they filed a complaint.
Fucking haters.
So, next time you want to take your clothes off in public, beware.
There are haters
everywhere.
Exactly.
Oh, snap. So, I mean, that's what I got for, you know, Kai's Celebrity Corner. We're back in the mix. We're excited about everything.
All right. I can't wait for next week and see what crazy celeb news is gonna be going on.
I'm just glad to be back, and I'm glad to be part of the fabulous interviews that are yet to come. That's for sure.
It's now time for some shout-outs. If you go and join our Facebook and comment on it, or actually leave a comment on entertheshell.com, we will say thank you. And, you know, I want to give some shout-outs, though, to Emily Wells and Samir from Young the Giant. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Do you have any
Totally. I want to give a shout-out to one of my amazing new Facebook friends. His name is Heath Paulson. He actually has a blog that he does, and he was giving us a little bit of love. He wrote in, kind of made a little mention, hey, Kai, you might want to check out my blog. I was talking about Enter the Shell. I checked it out. This guy is great. So I'm going to give you the link to his blog so you can check it out. It's Common Sense Express. Common Sense. No, it's okay. Relax. CommonSenseExpress.wordpress.com. It's a WordPress blog. If you don't want to remember that, just become my friend on Facebook and then find Heath Paulson on my Facebook friends.
His name was Robert Paulson.
His name is Heath.
I know. I'm just doing a nice obscure Fight Club... You know, quote.
Well, guess what? I do actually have a couple more shout outs.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Tyler Durden as well.
Okay. Brian Bosco, Julie Polgar. Sorry if I'm saying your names wrong. David Tintel, Milo. Milo's been giving me a lot of love, so I'm going to give him a little bit of it. Tom Stembridge, Matt Leibarger. That's about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Remember, we are on iTunes. And that means...
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
We're on iTunes. We're on entertheshell.com. You can find us on YouTube. We had a MySpace page for all of you MySpace geeks, but that's gone.
Yeah.
And
And
we're on the corner of every Hollywood street with cigarettes and Emily Wells.
Exactly.
Right?
Demoralize the 3,000th time, my friends. Samir, Young the Giant, Pussy and Mike, LA Mr. Lee, Common Sense Express, Emily Wells, New York, Largo, Shrinkage, Dope Reviews, and Kat Von D. That means it's done. Kai, if you will grab the envelope and
gladly
open it and let us know the moral of today's show.
See, you upgraded to nicer paper while I was gone. All right, the moral of this show, according to the Demoralizer 3000, is, I quote, I'm watching the History Channel, and it said that when the lust part of the brain is activated, the judgment part is not. This explains so much. I think I actually might sleep better tonight. Hey, really quick, I did want to make a quick mention that it's Artist of the Week, that time of the week where our amazing resident blogger Milo is going to be bringing you kind of a heads up as to, you know, who you should check out. This guy is from the LBC. He's one of hip-hop's greatest MCs. His rise to success has not come without a share of controversy. If you're wondering who this is, we're going to have more information. This artist recently released his 9th studio album. He's a top diggity dog. So grab your gin and juice and check out the blog section this Friday to see who's doing it doggy style.
I've heard you like doggy style. I've heard you love it.
You heard right. You heard right.
And since we're on that kick, you know, Sarah, she's going to be doing another album review, Whale Standing by Karen Rockawar, who we are going to be interviewing pretty soon. Also, don't forget her covers review, Stillness is the Move by Solange Knowles, originally done by the Dirty Projectors, and Richard. Richard, he's on a big rap kick, and he's
going to be... He likes fat men.
Oh yeah.
He's, I think, be Richard bringing, might be bisexual.
I think he is. Actually, I think he's just he just loves the
just
fat
love
boys.
Richard.
Exactly. So he's going to be talking about the latest fat boy hitting the scene. That's Rick Ross's new album, The Teflon Don.
Hey, do it. And you know what? You know what else is fat? P-H-A-T. Enterthishell.com, and that's where you're going to find the Artist of the Week, album reviews, cover reviews, and everything that our little bisexual Richard is doing.
Exactly.
That's fabulous.
So that's going to do it for us, but we are going to leave you with Emily Wells and Symphony 9 and the Sunshine Remix. I love this song.
So does Milo.
Yeah, we actually gave this song away on our first EP, which, by the way, you can get the first, second, and third EPs all on EnterTheShell.com.
Which our EP show, for those of you that don't know, it's kind of a little mix of all the artists that we have talked to over the span of everything that is Enter the Shell. We put it all together and we give it to you free music, and we've got this free song coming for you right now.
We are out of here.
Later.
Janine.